Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to R Systems Q3 2022 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Neerav. Good morning to all. On behalf of R Systems, I welcome all the participants to Q3 2022 earnings conference call. We have senior management of R Systems with us in this call. We will start the call with opening remark on the performance of the company by Dr. Lekhi, followed by financial overview by Mr. Nam and business overview by Mr. Abhirath. Thereafter, we will have a closer statement by Dr. Lekhi. Subsequently, we will open up for a Q&A session. Before I hand over, let me read out the customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains certain forward-looking statements that involve risks and uncertainties. The company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undertake revision because of new information, future event, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. Now, I pass it to Dr. Lekhi for his opening comment. Thank you. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody. And thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call. I would like to present an overview of our systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us for the first time. Our systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is now spread across three continents with 18 development and service centers worldwide. Our system delivers digital transformation services with new types of innovation and creativity to businesses in various industries, technology, telecom, digital media, healthcare and life sciences, finance and insurance, and retail and e-commerce. Our deep industry domain knowledge, combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, AI, mobility, IoT, RPA, and cloud, help us in transformation of businesses in this digital age. We continue to witness revenue growth during Q3 2022, especially for digital and product engineering services. Our revenue grew year on year 30% to rupees 398 crores, that is US dollars 15.1 million. We have accomplished milestone of USD 200 million annual revenues on a run rate basis. EBITDA was 14.5% as against 13.1% last quarter. On 9 month basis, however, it was 13.3% as against 14% in financial year 2021. Although we have improved the margins in Q3, but still margins are under pressure on account of salary hikes, attrition challenges, and muted utilization. Our efforts for rate hikes and higher rack rates have supported the margins to some extent. During the quarter, we have onboarded more than 190 associates and 10 new logos with bigger deal sizes. Profit after tax was rupees 36.7 crores as against 31.8 crores in the last quarter. We continue to have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of rupees 490 crores and net cash balances of rupees 229 crores to support liquidity and growth. We serve 45 plus million dollars plus customers as against 38 a year ago. I will now hand over to Nand Sardana, our CFO, to provide a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Dr. Rekhi. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. Hope you and family are doing fine. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was rupees 398 crores or $50.1 million, quarter-on-quarter increase of 6.2% and year-on-year increase of 30.2%. As Dr. Rekhi said, with this 50 million revenue in this quarter, we have achieved the milestone of $200 million annual run rate basis. The increase is primarily on account of volume growth and rupee depreciation. We witness good revenue growth for our technology and digital services. We are optimistic for continued traction for product engineering and digital services. However, in the last few months, we have witnessed demand softening. There has been good growth from existing customers on top of adding 10 key wins during the quarter. Getting down to gross margin, it was 36.4% in this quarter compared to 35.3% in last quarter and 37.6% in the same quarter last year. Increase of 1.1% is on account of increasing billing rates and rupee depreciation as offset by impact of higher average service. We have got rate hike from existing customers plus improved rate take for new customers over last few quarters. It has to some extent helped us to offset the impact of salary hike. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses increased quarter on quarter by rupees 3.6 crores. It was rupees 87 crores in this quarter compared to rupees 83.4 crores last quarter. The increase is mainly due to increase in sales related costs and other SG&As. EBITDA in this quarter was rupees 57.9 crore or $7.3 million compared to rupees 49.1 crore or $6.4 million last quarter and rupees 48.9 crore or $6.6 million in the same quarter last year. As percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 14.5% in this quarter compared to 13.1% last quarter and 16% in same quarter last year. Revenue growth as supported by several exchanges has led the margin improvement quarter on quarter, but was impacted year on year due to impact of salary hikes. We are committed for further improving yearly EBITDA numbers by efficient operations. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was rupees 8.7 crores compared to rupees 8.2 crore last quarter and rupees 7.1 crore in the same quarter last year. Interest expense is rupees 1.1 crores in this quarter compared to rupees 1 crore last quarter. Interest expense is primarily due to adoption of Ind AS 116 and we are near debt free. Other income in this quarter was negative rupees 2.6 crores compared to negative rupees 56 lakh last quarter. The other income mainly consists of interest income and net exchange gains or losses. Interest income for the quarter was rupees 83 lakhs. Exchange income during the quarter is negative rupees 3.6 crore compared to negative rupees 3.1 crore last quarter, mainly due to mark-to-market on outstanding forward covers. At the end of quarter, we had total forward cover of $42.9 million with average rate of rupees 80.16 and euro cover of $1.7 million with average rate of rupees 88.4, which have already been mark-to-market at closing rate of 30th September. Over the last two quarters, rupee has depreciated sharply due to global environment and we have been taking forward cover as per our hedging policy. Our tax expense was rupees 8.7 crore in this quarter as against rupees 7.4 crore last quarter. Our effective tax rate during the quarter is 19%, primarily due to SEZ benefits and lower corporate tax rate in European and Singapore subsidiaries. Net profit after tax was rupees 36.8 crores or $4.6 million compared to rupees 31.8 crore or $4.1 million more than last quarter. The resultant EPS for the quarter is rupees 3.11. Getting down to asset side in the balance sheet, total receivable including unbilled and the end of quarter were rupees 311.7 crores compared to rupees 238.8 crores at the end of December quarter. The receivable in terms of DSO were 61 days as at the end of this quarter compared to 52 days at the end of December quarter. This is mainly due to timing reason, and our relation from the customer has been broadly in line except for few early stage companies where we have taken conservative provision as per the accounting policy. Net cash balance were rupees 229.4 crore at the end of the quarter compared to rupees 277.4 crore at the end of December quarter. The reduction is mainly due to interim dividend paid, capex for expansion in SEZ facilities, and taxes paid during the period. We have been constantly generating cash from the business. Our system shareholder fund were rupees 489.9 crore at the end of the quarter compared to rupees 460.3 crore at the end of December quarter. We have a strong balance sheet to support liquidity and growth. With that, let me hand over to Aviralji for review of operations. Aviralji.
Thank you, Nanjeet. Thanks, everybody, for being on the call. I hope everybody is doing good. We continue to focus on digital technology and digital transformation projects. The strategy has helped us to get momentum for the last few years. I'll give you the brief flavor of our global operation. Digital transformation continued to be the focus for us on select key verticals like technology, telecom, finance, insurance, healthcare, life sciences, retail, and e-commerce. Our digital transformation offering include cloud analytics, machine learning, artificial intelligence, data and speech analytics, robotic process automation, IoT, Salesforce. These continue to be our arrowhead for growth. On the cloud side, we work on our leading platforms such as Amazon, Microsoft, Azure, and Google. We are an advanced partner for Amazon and gold partner of Salesforce. We see significant traction in this space, and these are giving us growth in our revenue for now. On analytics, we see high growth in ML and AI data speech analytics. We are currently serving many key clients in this space. On mobile side, we work on wide range of technology and devices such as Android, iOS, hybrid, and web apps, right from small app to enterprise plus applications. We had 10 key wins during this quarter. The brief of few key wins are under product lifecycle management. A leading provider of cloud-enabled dental software solution in North America has engaged our system to enhance user experience of their product. Another client is a US-based oncology institute. They have mandated our system to develop a business intelligence and robotic solution along with enterprise data warehousing and UI improvement for data integration to deliver operational efficiencies. Another customer is a Canada-based IT solution provider. They have partnered with our system to redesign and develop a web-based interactive canvas and provide UI UX services for designing new products. Another customer is a medical technology company dedicated to bringing diagnostic blood testing to the retail pharma counter. They have engaged our system to develop and implement a lab order management system on AWS cloud. In Southeast Asia, a leading provider of confectionery products and service across Singapore has awarded our system to implement Microsoft Dynamics Business Central and LS Central to digitize its finance, sales, distribution, operation for their multiple outlets. In terms of headcounts, increased from 3,718 in Q2 to 3,899 in Q3. We have added 180 technical associates during this quarter. Utilization decreased from 77.8% in Q2 to 76.9% in Q3, as we are still keeping some bandwidth and provisioning these resources for growth and also handling attrition. On quarterly basis, geography-wise, North America contributes 75.6%, Europe 9%, Southeast Asia 12.8%, and the rest of the world 2.6%. On quarterly basis, client concentration, top 10 client contribute 22.9%, and with the largest client about 6.4%. With a brief overview, I hand over to Dr. closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Abhirag. Our performance in the first three quarters of 2022 is encouraging in terms of revenue growth. However, the margins are shy due to increased salary costs and attrition challenges. Our efforts for improving the realization rates, improvement in utilization, coupled with pyramid rationalization, will help us to improve margins in coming quarters. Further, we have taken focused efforts for larger deal sizes to strengthen our margins. Rupee at present level against USD will also support us to improve margins. We continue to invest in sales, pre-sales, digital marketing, and in newer technologies. These are helping us to win larger digital transformation projects. In last few months, we have witnessed demand softening amid weakening macro environment. That may affect our high growth momentum for certain periods. However, we still remain optimistic. We endeavor to utilize strong balance sheet to support operations and growth. And that brings us to the end of our presentation today. And I'll hand you back to the organizers for your questions and our answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Asvi Vasenia from ABN Company. Please go ahead.
Sir, I'm Asvi from Bombay. Sir, nobody talked about the open offer. In the open offer, Blackstone wants to acquire 48% at rupees 246 per share when market price is 266. As per shareholding pattern on 30 September, Mr. Bhavuk Tripathi holds 35%. Will you be prepared to give 35% at 246 when market price is 266? Sir, supposing Mr. Bhavuk Tripathi doesn't give 35%, will Blackstone continue with the open offer and acquire our systems, or will the entire deal fall through? Sir, that's
well,
all.
Sure. Thank you for your question. So as you rightly said, Blackstone has given a conditional delisting come open offer at price of rupees 246. Now, it's a conditional delisting come open offer, and they need 90% to consummate the deal. Dr. Reki holds 51.67%, and the minimum 38.33% has to come in the delisting offer. So, you see, as of now, the process of shareholder approval, filing of draft letter of offer and other processes are on. The delisting from open offer will open, I have a feeling, sometime in February as per the timeline. So, it will depend what is the price at that time. So, to answer your question, you know, when the open offer was given, the price was close to 238 or 239. Well, price has increased now, which I cannot comment upon. Whether Mr. Bhavuk Tripathi will tender or not tender, I cannot comment on that as well. So, what I can comment is that it's a conditional delisting from open offer. If they do not get, you know, 90% in toto, they are not bound by the deal. So, you know, if they don't get 90%, they have option to convert into an open offer where Dr. Reki still sells them and they get 26% as per the SEBI rules, stock exchange rules from the open market. So this is what, but it is at their option. What will happen, not happen, honestly telling you, I cannot comment and I do not know that. We will come to know that once the delisting process opens, open offer opens. So I guess we need to wait for that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Aspiri, do you have any follow-up question?
No, thanks.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Abhir Jain, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. First of all, congratulations to the management for excellent set of numbers once again and a new journey with Blackstone. Just have a small question, sir. As reflecting in the financials, your EBITDA margin has started to improve. What number do you see will you close this year as related to EBITDA percentage?
Thank you, Mr. Jain, for your question. We have reported EBITDA margin of 14.5% for this quarter, and the year-to-date number is 13.3% for the first 9 months. Last year number was 14%. So actually we are short of last year numbers. How much we will be able to cover up in the fourth quarter, which is our last quarter as we are a calendar year, I'm not sure. But let's hope we feel that it seems a little hard that we will be able to maintain 14% EBITDA this year. We need to wait and watch.
Thank you, Mr. Nand. And what percentage of EBITDA you are aiming in a 2-year timeline?
Well, 2-year timeline, EBITDA percentage, you see there are several levers for the margin. The biggest lever for the margin, as everybody knows, is the growth. So it depends upon how much we grow. We have grown well in last 2 years, but right now, to some extent, there is, U.S. decision being talked of, and, there are some ramp downs happening in some of the customers. So growth is the first factor. The second is, of course, the utilization. We have a scope to improve the utilization, but again, attrition we need to manage. Attrition had been high for last 2 years, but we feel that it should, get a little bit under control. Other factors are the billing rate. We have got some billing rates, but now with rupee depreciation, so it is a little hard to get more billing rate increases. Average salaries have increased, so that is not going in our positive way. But we feel that, with the softening of demand, probably these average salary and all that thing, rationalization will happen. Rupee depreciation is helping us. So rupee had actually touched 83, now it is in close to 81, but that is helping us. There's a 3% depreciation rupee in Q3. We feel at least 2 to 3% again depreciation will happen in this quarter also. So to answer your question, what will be EBITDA margin? There are several factors to that. So we want to increase our EBITDA margin. That's the aim. What will happen? We have to wait and watch.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question.
You may close if there are no other questions.
So we don't have anyone in the queue. I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Vaiki for closing comments.
I want to thank everybody for joining the call and your questions. And good day.
Thank you very much. On behalf of our systems, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.